Hey there, listeners. It's Asterios and Rancho. And say hi.
Hello.
Okay, just real quick announcement. This year's sticker project is going to be indie games. We want to do a bunch of parodies of indie games like Stardew Valley or Omori or all the games you love, your Steam indie games. And so we want you to pitch us ideas. You pitch us ideas of what games we can parody. You can go a little bit farther and say, like, yeah, make Rancho the Stardew Valley farmer, and then make the Asterios the guy from the H Mart to take. So what's the Mart? Stardew Valley.
I don't play Stardew Valley.
There's a Mart that takes over and it's like it's bad and, you know, something like that. Or I could be the bartender. I know there's a lot of Stardew Valley like husbandos and waifus.
Gotcha.
So pitch us ideas. And if we use your idea, we will get the stickers made. We will send you the sticker. And we might put a little more Doremi in that envelope too. I'm just saying. I've been on a real hot tipping spree lately.
So if you're homeless, this is a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, or if you just like random dollars that have been in my pocket, it's a great opportunity for you too. So you leave it in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening on Patreon, leave it in the comments there. And otherwise, just tweet at us. Tweet at Asterios, because we haven't checked our email, even though we said we would a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. We didn't do that.
All right. Well, we will, though.
We will.
What if there's like... What if the King of Siam is I want you guys to do a podcast at my wedding, like do a royal podcast at my wedding. And I know you're saying, oh, it sounds like a scammer, but what if this is the one time it's not a scammer? What if this guy's looking for us and he can't find us because we haven't checked our email?
I will do Nigeria for my first concert or nowhere.
Oh, hell yeah. I heard Nigeria just kicked the American military out so they could invite the Lattice Podcast in.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Let's do the show now.
Hey, welcome back to the Lattice Podcast, Lattice Podcast on the internet. My name is Sarancha and Asterios. Guess who's back on TikTok.com.gov?
Who's back?
World of motherfucking t-shirts. World of t-shirts. Mere hours before TikTok is banned and required to be sold to the Serbians or the North Koreans. Very violent shift in content on TikTok now since North Korea bought it. But I digress. World of T-shirts, mere hours before TikTok gets banned in the United States, has decided to return and give us all exactly what we wanted, which is more blackout drunk content. I'm so excited. It is so hard for me not to check my phone in the middle of this recording because it's St. Patrick's Day listener right now as we're recording this. And this dude is so fucking drunk in Boston. I'm afraid to be missing, I don't want to miss a moment of content. All right, so listener, you remember who World of T-shirts is, but I'm going to take the listeners back.
I want to interrupt real quick and say, I didn't know he was banned. I mean, can you explain what he was banned for?
He actually wasn't banned. He was self-banned.
Oh! He took a sabbatical from TikTok. Okay.
He took a mental sabbatical. Let me explain World of T-shirts. So World of T-shirts is a local New York legend. If you ever come to visit New York, you got to keep your eyes peeled for World of T-shirts. World of T-shirts, otherwise known as his government name is Joshua Block. His TikTok name account is World of T-shirts because he used to sell T-shirts. He is an awkward kid, or he was, since a couple of years ago. He started out on TikTok as just this awkward teenager doing boba reviews. He's got a little bit of autism, but he'd film himself dancing around. Everybody follows him in that way that you're not allowed to directly make fun of people anymore, but you can follow them and like all their stuff as a form of latent bullying.
You know what? I know exactly what you're talking about. It's kind of that improv everywhere style, we're your biggest fans. We love you. We stan a drunk kid. Everything you do is fire, fire, lit, lit. And it's it's not that lit. It's not that fire. The joke is that it's not those things and we're saying those things.
Yeah, the joke is he has autism. When he makes a video of himself trying to dance, but it just looked like he's violently humping in the air and someone comments, "Yo, bro, don't post this. My girl's on this app." Yeah, see, the joke is he has autism and he doesn't understand that you're making fun of him. That's the joke. Anyways, World of T-shirts, everything was great. He was TikTok's rising star until suddenly tragedy struck. And that tragedy striking was him turning 21. 21 years old.
Okay.
When he turned 21, Joshua Block decided to take a trip to Cancun, Mexico, and things were never the fucking same again. When I tell you that this man, there was a point in time where he had drank every single day. From the date he turned 21, he was having like 7 drinks a day, and this was like 300 days into the future. Not like a week or something. So he goes down to Cancun. He turns 21 and he discovers that he really, really, really likes alcohol.
It's almost like it's addictive or something.
So his hyperfixation went from boba tea and humping the air to drinking alcohol on camera. So what he'll do is there was a period of time. I was so into this over the summer. But over the summer, there was a period of time where I would wake up and it was like my little Tamagotchi. I'd wake up and I'd go to World of T-Shirts account and see just over the night, he takes the same video every time. It's just him filming himself with like an alcoholic beverage. So it became a sport of kinds because this kid is drinking like an inordinate amount of alcohol. He will film every single drink he has. So people are noticing like, hey, Josh, you're posting 7 videos a night, each of with a different beverage in your hand, like every single day of the week. This is a little crazy. So then it becomes like a spectator sport. And an account pops up called World of Drink Tracker. World of Drink Tracker is exactly what it sounds like. Do you remember me listening to those videos? They all start the same way. Hey guys, warning. Alcohol is addictive and consuming this much alcohol can cause liver damage and failure. Viewer discretion advised. Welcome back everybody. This is Wednesday 19th. He would put together an Excel
spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet,
yes,
of how many drinks he drank like hour by hour using the timestamps on the video. And like by the end, it was incredible. He had like his BAC calculated down to the minute and he color coded it to see when, like, exactly where in time he was legally unable to drive. Then Josh started drinking so late at night that he would, like, have a carryover BAC the next morning.
Oh, right. He would never truly get sober.
Right. So the guy started, like, calculating that in and stuff. It was amazing. It was a fun time for everybody involved.
Do you know how many times I've told this exact story on my various job interviews?
The World of T-Shirts story?
Yes.
What?
Because here's the thing. I'm on this setup that I'm on for the Loudest Podcast, I also use for job interviews because I want to look good and sound good. So everyone's like, are you a podcaster? For a while, I was saying, no, of course not.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Yeah, because I don't want them to find out. But then eventually, like, people will be like, we Googled your podcast. They'd be like, what's your podcast about? And I'd be like, my fiance spends a lot of time talking about this guy called World of T-Shirts.
Oh, great.
Who just like gets drunk like every hour of every day on TikTok and she thinks it's funny and I think it's horrifying. I'm like, this kid is ruining his body and his life as some sort of weird spectator sport on TikTok. And my fiance thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. And so a lot of the podcast is the contrast between how the two of us feel about stuff like this.
And then the people on the other end of the phone are like, and is the fiance in the room with us right now? And then they shut the camera off, never to be heard from again.
Yeah, never got those jobs. Well, anyway, please keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
So everything was great. We were having such a good time. Josh was drinking. Drink Tracker was tracking. The world was a stage. The world a stage. And the world a bar. And the stage a bar. And he is in the bar. We are outside the bar looking in and watching the world of players play out in front of us. Then a new character enters the scene. A little birdie flies down and lands on Josh's shoulder. And this guy's name is Michael Quinn. And this sparrow is a 45-year-old clout-chasing idiot who has nothing better to do with his time, I guess, besides a mentor World of T-Shirts.
Rancho has like told me about, like, she spent like an entire 4-hour car rides telling me just about the Michael Quinn sub story within World of T-Shirts. Listeners, my understanding of this is that he's just like some guy who wanted a friend and kind of bought a friend. Like, he pays for World of T-Shirts' drinks, and he pays to, like, fly World of T-Shirts to places like Ohio and Baltimore, and I assume this weekend Boston. And so it's like he's kind of like World of T-Shirts' money man. Is that how you would describe it?
It's so weird. I'm not sure like where he's getting the money. I know Quinn does buy him stuff, and I think World of T-Shirts is homeless. So I think Quinn has let him sleep over his house a couple of times, but I'm not sure how much of Joshua's lifestyle Quinn is bankrolling, but it's a whatever it is, it's a disturbing amount for a 45-year-old who just like he wrangles Josh under the guise of caring for him,
right,
and keeping him under control and helping him with his drinking, because this kid obviously cannot control himself.
By helping him with his drinking, you mean helping to buy him drinks so he can continue drinking?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just making sure.
So I don't have any proof of this, and I don't think anybody does, but after Quinn enters the picture and starts complaining on his little TikTok about the drink tracker and how the drink tracker is driving Josh to drink.
What?
And how the drink tracker is harassing him.
Okay.
And gang stalking.
Oh my God.
Everyone is being gang stalked.
That's
all
right.
The time. Mm-hmm. Remember, listener, you are being gang stalked.
We are gang stalking you, listener.
Run, run.
Run from us. Run, 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 run,
run,
run.
Run. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So the Quintervention happens, which we don't know 100% what happens, but after he starts bitching, World of T-Shirts didn't give a fuck about this drink tracker for like 300 days. Like, he must have seen it. The dude has like 500,000 followers. World of T-Shirts has like 3 million followers. Drink tracker guy has like 300,000. There's no way he hasn't seen it. He stops posting his drinks, but it's still incredibly obvious that he is drinking.
Yes.
Because every time he posts, he's either stumbling around on the streets of New York and he just films like a vacant sidewalk in the middle of the night, like sober activity. It's just wandering around a fucking East Brooklyn at 2 a.m. Very sober thoughts. Or he will film himself inside of a bar, but just not show like he's like he's cock teasing.
If you don't see the drinks, you can't prove I'm drinking.
Exactly. You can't count them, so get off my ass, Mom.
Now you see me three. And listeners, look, you may say, like, how can you tell he's drunk? How can you tell he's drunk? We have hundreds of hours of footage of the guy talking sober and the guy talking drunk. When he's super drunk, he sounds a lot like William S. Burroughs. He's kind of like, I'm Josh and I'm not drinking. Let's all do a dance, everybody. He sounds a lot like David Lynch's character on The Cleveland Show, which, by the way, I tried 12 episodes of The Cleveland Show. I tried. I was like, I love Family Guy. I love American Dad. There's got to be something good in here. I jumped to season 4 of The Cleveland Show. Listeners, you can just let it go. There is no gold to be found there.
Yeah, you know, I tried a couple episodes. I could not get into it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Something about the new wife just doesn't.
I
like the old wife better.
You can tell the difference.
I can.
What are their names?
Loretta and Roberta.
Oh my
You racist
God.
Asshole.
You're the racist.
Racist bitch.
Oh my God.
Anyways, so World of T-Shirts stops posting his drinks and Quinn is like, oh, Josh, I have successfully helped Josh cut down on his drinking. So that pretty much ended the fun. The fun was ended in mid-February. Because there's nothing to track, his views fall off, nobody's interested.
Welcome back, everybody. Why have I not been posting updates about World of T-Shirts? Well, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. He's no longer posting his drinks.
Drink tracker falls off. World of T-Shirts even falls off. Like, he loses tons of subscriber. And everybody in the comments is like, just post the drinks, Josh. We know you're drinking. Just post them.
I would like to argue that if he had picked up something new, we would have liked that too. If he had gotten into CrossFit, we'd be like, yeah, we stand a CrossFit king. You go do those burpees, king. Like, oh yeah, get your squats going, bro. Like, wouldn't we? Isn't the gag that this guy looks weird and talks weird and we like him?
I don't know what the gag ever was. Like, this alcoholism plotline, I don't know where the boba plotline was going to go. This is a good arc.
I mean, look, The alcoholism thing is great because it's like we all want to be that drunk. It's just we can't. It's not healthy. It's not financially practical. It'll ruin our marriages and careers. Like, that's why I liked watching World of T-Shirts, because it was wish fulfillment. How kids liked watching Zach and Cody because they're like, wouldn't it be cool if you lived in a hotel and your parents were dead? Like, I liked watching this guy tool around New York without a care in the world because I was like, oh my God, he's living the dream.
Right? I want to take a 24-hour trip to Minneapolis, get drunk on a Wednesday, and then go home.
I want to be drunk for 300 days straight. I want to so bad.
So, it was quiet. It was all quiet on the Western Front. And then, motherfucking at the last second, this asshole comes back with a vengeance. I don't know if it's just because he thinks TikTok's going to get banned. He wants to, like, scrape up the last views. I don't know if him and Michael Quinn stop being, like, ass pirates with each other. But the first thing
you may want to say something other than ass pirates. I'm just going to put that out
What's
there.
What's a funny word for people that have butt sex with each other? Because I thought ass pirate was non-offensive as we get.
No, it's no. Look, ass pirates is one step above butt buddies.
What about fudge packers?
No.
Leave this in.
I will not leave this in. I will not leave this in. These okay. are all slurs.
All right. So Michael Quinn stops having sex with Josh, and he's free now. But he has come back to TikTok not with drinks, but with a fucking Borg. Do you know what a Borg is?
I know what the Borg is.
What do you think? Is this a Star Trek thing?
It's a Star Trek. Okay, and here's
don't
the thing.
Talk about
the
it.
Fact that you know that it's a Star Trek thing means we can both move on.
It's completely unrelated. So a Borg is a blackout rage gallon. It's a Zoomer thing. It's a Zoomer thing that got popular because of TikTok with college kids, which is great because college kids are always like inventing crazy, good new ways to get fucked up on the cheap.
Are they still putting that shit up their ass?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
When I was in college, Mio was a new thing, like Mio flavor. So we would just
flavored
put that,
water thing, the flavored water drops.
We would put that directly into vodka.
Why not just buy flavored vodka? It's cheaper. Flavored vodka is cheaper than unflavored vodka.
Why spend $5 more and get the good case of beer instead of Natty Daddy?
I like Natty
Kids
Daddy.
Kids still taping 40s to their hands.
Edward 40 hands.
Yeah, oh,
still
okay.
a game.
That's good that's like a generational thing. That's been passed down. That wasn't just I guess the Mio in the water bottle was just our thing.
People now think that there's a movie that they made where they took the game Edward 40 hands and changed it out with scissors.
They switched it around.
They think that's a parody of the classic game Edward 40 hands.
So a Borg is a gallon, you get a gallon jug, like an empty gallon of water.
Sure.
And you fill half of it with water.
Uh-huh.
And then you fill the other half, and then you take a whole handle of vodka and you pour it in.
Wait, it's just one part water, one part vodka?
One part water, one part vodka, and then you get a little crazy with it. Then that's the basis of the Borg.
Okay.
So you know like a pierogi, you always have the same dough and potato, and then there's different things in with the potato.
Yes.
It's the same deal. So like his Borg was green for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
It looked like it had a little Gatorade in there.
Okay.
But they also have the kids write jokes on the side of the bottle, like Sponge Borg Squarepants.
Do they write resistance is futile?
Borg? Is that a Borg joke?
I mean, we could just move on.
Anyway, so the first video I see in months of him having, like, drinking is him smashing down this gallon bottle in, like, the middle of the St. Patrick's Day parade. He's posted, like, 6 times. He's had 5 drinks in the last, like, 35 minutes as of this recording. I can't wait to get back on TikTok and see what happened.
He's the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
All right, so quick, call it now. Will he get arrested or will he get beat up?
No, no one's allowed to get arrested on St. Patrick's Day in New York. It's like the purge, by which I mean your body purges itself of all the alcohol by throwing it up onto the street. No, no one gets arrested. The St. Patrick's Day parade is for drunks to interrupt. They don't plan anything. They just close off the street and people show up with giant floats ripped to their tits on Borgs.
Are you allowed to bring a Borg like out in public? Okay, I get a college party, but like, is that allowed? Are you allowed to just carry a gallon of alcohol with you out in public?
On St. Patrick's Day? Come on! Look, if we could free the nipple in New York, we could free the Borg.
Well, it's in Boston. Have they freed the nipple in Boston?
Boston's even worse! No! They hand you a Borg once you get to Logan Airport. Like, that's why we didn't catch all the terrorists on 9/11. Everyone was Borged out of their minds.
Yeah, so speaking of Borged out of his mind, he filmed him drinking the Borg, then him drinking a couple other drinks, and then him, like, plowed. You can tell because the camera shakes when he's drunk enough, tossing, like, just straight up littering black tea bags into the Boston Harbor. You know, the Boston Tea Party?
Oh, okay.
Now I know what you're thinking. Yeah. What connection does this have with St. Patrick's Day? Well, fuck you. It probably made sense in his brain when he was drunk.
You know what? It's fun to throw things. I think that's all there is to it. It's fun to throw things. Let's just throw some stuff. I like when they make an entire river green for St. Patrick's Day. I like that they're just like, we are going to fuck up this ecosystem. We are going to bleach the piss out of this coral. No krill will ever grow again. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Because everyone's puking in the river, and their puke is green. So it kind of just covers everything up. And Bob's your uncle, and Carol's your aunt, and everybody wins.
Man, that was the heyday of World of T-Shirts. Was prior to even the drink tracker, he would go on live and then get so drunk he, like, threw up all over himself.
He threw up all over himself. How have you seen this man vomit? Have you seen vomit pour out of this man's mouth?
Multiple times. Yeah, there's so many videos of, like, people filming him on the LIRR, like, totally schwasted. I saw an awesome video of him the other week. It wasn't even of him, but I can hear him screaming in the background and I recognize his voice. It was of like a boomer, some Long Island boomer being like, no, this guy does this every fucking time. He gets so fucking drunk on this train and throws up all over everybody. Get him off. I'm fucking done. And then you hear, no, I don't.
Yes, you do. You definitely do. We have archive video evidence of it.
There's another video of him. I don't know if this is true, but like he puked all over the train and I guess he got it on somebody's shoes.
Yeah.
And they started screaming at him and he was like, well, get over it, get a new pair of shoes. And the guy was like just going off on it.
I wouldn't want to be on a subway car with this guy. He looks like puke, he smells like puke, and he's going to puke. But I love him in my little phone. He's like my little internet buddy. I have a parasocial relationship with this man.
Right, what's he going to do? What's he going to do if TikTok gets banned? I saw a TikToker the other day that was like, if they ban TikTok, I think they should have to give us like stimulus payments.
Stimmies!
I've made so much money off this app. It's like, yeah, you should get a job.
They ain't going to ban no TikTok.
I think they will. I do think they will. It's going to be a crazy mad dash. I bet YouTube paid them to ban TikTok. I bet YouTube and Instagram and Facebook got together and paid them to ban TikTok.
I don't think they're going to ban TikTok, at least until November, because like all these fucking Zoomers are going to like burn down their polling places if they ban TikTok. These kids are addicted. I hear senators calling TikTok digital fentanyl. And as a person who's taken analog fentanyl, I can agree. It's very addictive. Like, you will stay up for hours just doom scrolling on TikTok. It will be serving you like depressing ass content and you cannot turn away.
Oh, yeah. No, I do think they're going to ban TikTok. And I think that that's why Joe Biden's going to lose. Unironically, I do think that the Democrats are going to lose the election because of the TikTok ban. And I think that what's going to cause it is a bunch of people voting for Robert Kennedy Jr.
Is he like Mr. TikTok? Like he names his dick Tick and his balls Tock?
I don't think most people even know what Robert Kennedy's Jr.'s positions on things are. They just know that he had that one viral video that went crazy where he suggested like an actual solution to the housing crisis.
I think everybody saw that video of him doing a bunch of push-ups. I hear he's pretty ripped.
Is he ripped?
I mean, look, if he's got Cheryl Hines as a wife, if he's pulling down Cheryl Hines level ladies, he is ripped to the gills.
Wow, I wish I knew who that was.
You know, Cheryl Hines, Larry David's wife from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Hey, listeners, now Asterios is going to rattle off a bunch of pieces of media that Cheryl Hines is in that he knows I've never seen. Go ahead. Fuck You movie, the classic of 1978.
I mean, all I really know is she's...
Huge Dicks and Balls, the 1955 cinematic masterpiece, the first film produced in Technicolor in Boston that changed the way that things were produced on 9mm film forever. You've never seen Dick Up Balls.
I mean, if you want me to go to her IMDb page, I will. I just kind of know her from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Okay. But she's very pretty lady.
I believe you. I'm going to have to take your word for it and believe you.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's the thing about Larry David is on that show, he's like, I'm a super wealthy billionaire, so I probably would get pretty hot ladies. Like, he goes out on a date with Xena Warrior Princess. That's the kind of lady who Larry David gets to go on a date with.
Ah, Xena Warrior Princess.
Yeah, Xena Warrior. Lucy Lawless.
Incredibly relevant references.
Are you saying Xena Warrior Princess isn't very pretty?
Can you reference something that happened in the last 10 years? Just like anything.
Yeah. Magna Carta, one digit off of Magna Carta. I knew it. Anyway, how could I have been so dumb? Oh, the battery's in your pocket. Ah! The battery's
really
in my
close.
Pocket. Ah!
You're cutting it really close. When was season 3?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
I don't watch that show. I don't want to see an old man die. I don't want to see fucking Squiggy from Lenny and Squiggy die. And I certainly don't want to see Lenny die. Sorry, I confused Michael Keaton with the guy that played Squiggy. Actually, he played Lenny. I don't want to see Lenny die.
2017. You just made it.
There you go. 17. Okay. I'm going to see if I can reference one more thing and then let's move on. Remember that movie Soul where there was like a jazz guy and he died? And then he was like, I don't want to die. And so instead of going up the stairs, he ran down the stairs. And that's how his soul like went back to Earth. And it's like, is he the first person to think that of running down the stairs? Is he the first person with unfinished business ever? So like all like the angels or whatever, they're like, oh, this is weird. Like we lost some guy's soul. We got to find this soul. And it's like his unfinished business wasn't even that great. He was like, yeah, I kind of wanted to be a more popular jazz man. It's like, what about people who have unfinished business where it's like their buddies are getting shot in Vietnam and they got to go save their buddies or their brother? What about unrequited love? Like, oh, I left my lady on the boat. I don't want her to die in the boat. I wanted to do better jazz. We don't have like an A-list jazz tier anymore. Like, if you're the greatest jazz musician in the world right now, I don't know your name and I never will. Run down the stairs, I guess. Soul. Pixar Soul.
You know what? I'll give it to you. No idea when that came out, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Came out during the pandemic because that's how I watched it. It was on Disney Plus. I watched a half hour Soul. I'm like, look, this is all very cute. I like the voice cast. I like this guy. I'm rooting for this guy.
You didn't even finish it?
I'm going to put American Dad on now. I'm going to watch the episode.
The same episode you've been watching since 2008?
I'm going to watch the episode where Roger takes over Stan's ham club for the 75th time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What can you name from the past? You can't name anything from the past, Eddie.
World of T-shirts. That happened like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, here you are. You're living in the past. You've spent hundreds of dollars so you can surround yourself with a ring of Hamtaros.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, exactly. You're buying Hello Kitty makeup. You're buying makeup because it got the Hello Kitty on it. I'm sure it's burning a hole through your skin. It's probably just a bunch of bleach and acid. That's what Hillary Clinton used on her email servers. Hello Kitty foundation. That's what you're wearing.
And it doesn't burn in the good way either, that the lip stuff is supposed to burn because it has V venom in it.
You want to tell people about this? I love this.
Yeah, there's a lip gloss at Sephora that burns your face. It's a lip gloss that kills you. It's got V venom in it, and it's supposed to like puff your lips up a little bit. So if you want a tasty surprise, you put that on your lips, and then you give your partner a rim job.
What it does?
For a sizzly, spicy surprise.
What it does is, it's brilliant. It creates an allergic reaction, listeners, on your lips. Like, you are not supposed to be putting straight up bee venom on your lips. So it makes your lips all big and puffy for the night, and then you go out and you look like a Kardashian.
Yeah, and then if you find out he's cheating on you, you take a big glob and you put it in your tongue, and then you just Right in the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Get it up there. Swirl it around up there. Everybody wins.
His hemorrhoids will never be the same.
I know another thing I can name. That peach song. I love you, Princess Peach. I'm Bowser and I love Princess Peach.
Is that...
From what? The Mario movie. I think a song maybe got nominated for an Oscar or maybe not.
Yeah, that sounds like a real solid reference you've got in the bag.
How about...
I asked you if you
I'm could- Ken, I'm not Ben, and I love men because I'm Ken. I know there's a Ken song.
The challenge was to reference
something from the past,
hopefully
10 years.
In a coherent fashion, not just say, okay, oh, I thought of something that existed.
You should have
you
clarified.
Need to successfully reference it. Yeah, I knew the Iraq War was happening when I was in seventh grade.
Good
I probably
reference.
Couldn't reference that.
No, that's it. That's all you got to remember. Gen X comedy is just naming something. And then the other guy goes, oh, I know that thing.
This
and then we all move on. Then we all move on. You know what I can name? Remember that talk show that was that game show that was on your phone, like Quizlo, Quizman, where like everyone was playing and then they could like win money if they like put the right trivia question in the app.
Oh God, what was it called?
It was like Trivia Time with Tom Trivia.
That was the closest we ever got to world peace. I remember being so fucking jazzed because it was that thing in there where you all had to answer all of the questions, and then if you got 5 successfully, you got to split the pot. But there'd be like millions of other people playing, so inevitably. The cutout that you'd get would be a couple cents. Like, I won it one time with my roommate. We each got 17 cents. We were so jazzed.
Yeah, I won like 6 cents once. I felt like I was on top of the world. It's called HQ, right? It's called HQ?
HQ Trivia 2016.
Was it called HQ? I don't even know.
Do
this
do
might.
Do 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 do.
I don't think that's the song from HQ. That's another song from that game show that you play in school.
Kahoot.
Okay. Let's get back on track here. So the man, the myth, the legend, the world of t-shirts, he's not only back on TikTok, he is drinking harder than he ever has in his life. In the drinking capital of the world on the holiest drinking day of the calendar. This is incredible. This is like when Jeff Mangum showed up at Zuccotti Park during the Occupy Wall Street movement and sang a bunch of Neutral Milk Hotel songs. Or to a lesser extent, when Jesus returned from the dead. But the bitch is back, baby! He's back on the sauce and America's loving it!
Yeah, that's crazy that Jesus' soul didn't think to run backwards down the stairs.
Yeah, I mean, he did! Maybe he's the first. Maybe there's 2 backward soul runners.
Oh my God. What if it just took him like 3 days in our world to run backwards?
And that's what it took. A very long flight of stairs.
And then his dad had to help get him out of that cave.
Yeah, exactly. Just like Josh's dad, Michael Snyder. Wait, is it Michael Snyder?
No, Michael Snyder is the GameStop owner that Chris hit with their car. Michael Quinn is the fat, balding Wrangler. That is currently hanging around Josh of t-shirts.
Bad time for Michaels. Let's see if we can name any good Michaels.
Michael Sarah is bad.
Yeah.
So that's not one.
I heard that there was a commercial and I heard the gag and I was like, I want nothing to do with this. Michaels, the store, sucks. It's like the dirt capital of the world. Like, I feel like Michael's the store only exists so you can run from the cops someplace.
How do we feel about Mike Myers?
He's fine. I don't hate him. I don't love him. I'm aggressively ambivalent to Mike Myers. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, we did say good, not just good enough, Mike.
No.
That's a good Mike.
We need, who's the best?
Michael from Grand Theft Auto 5.
Who's
best
that?
Character. He's like the mobster guy that owns the house. Like, hey!
I love that guy. Tony Soprano.
Yeah,
no,
Tony
I fucking
Soprano.
Love that guy. All right, so the bitch is back. Mr. T-shirts, he's back on the app. His alcoholism is back. His elevated blood alcohol level is back. How do we think this ends? Does he die of alcohol poisoning live on TikTok? Does he get clean and sober? I'm telling you right now, if this dude pivoted to kombucha, clean living, raw diets, P90X, we would all love it because we'd be like, I'm exercising. I'm getting healthier while watching this guy and sitting on my fat ass and putting a bunch of bugles in my mouth. Like, we love a happy ending.
We sure do. And let's see when he last posted.
Okay.
I checked my phone about an hour ago and he was still on the Borg. But okay. Let's see what he's doing right now.
All right.
Pinkity drinkity.
Okay, I just checked. He has posted 13, now 14 times in the past 4 hours,
okay.
Videos of him drinking. And I say 14 instead of 13 because he literally just uploaded another one.
Excellent.
Would you like to tell me how overjoyed he looks in this video?
Okay. Okay, there we go. Sorry. Is this the same video? Okay. Oh, okay, good.
Are you okay?
I was trying to rewind it. I thought if I tapped on one half, it would rewind and the other half would fast forward, but
it's
no.
So funny. It's like seeing a Martian use a phone.
It's just both sides fast forward when you hold them. That doesn't make sense to me.
You got a high-speed scrabble at the bottom.
I know. Thank you. I noticed that the timeline was at the bottom so I could scrabble back and forth along the timeline. I'm looking at this now. You did not tell me about his Joker hair.
Oh, yeah. He dyed his hair green also.
He dyed his hair green, and it looks like he dyed his hair green, kind of like they did with Ariana Grande's hair in that Schneider show, where, like, it's the worst. He fried his hair fucking green. This is terrifying. This is like... This is the last thing a fish is going to see when he drowns in the Boston Harbor after he falls in an alcoholic stupor.
The last thing the EMT who's pumping his stomach sees.
Yeah, exactly. This is fried ass. Oh, okay. He looks terrifying, but he looks very happy.
Oh, no, bro. I completely disagree. He looked dead on the inside. I can't believe you got happy from that.
Okay. Look, maybe I'm just painting my own emotions onto this. My own emotions being, I want a drink so bad. I want to be in Boston so bad. Oh, God. I miss alcohol so much. Alcohol is the best. Like, but he's got a big smile on his face. Be it sarcastic, ironic, or real, I think he's presenting as happy, but let me hear the other side of it.
God, I would pay someone who's in those videos with him to tell me if he finished that Borg. I want to know if he finished the Borg.
Yeah, I don't think he's finishing the Borg.
I mean, it's got 14 drinks in it, bro. That's how many a handle is. I looked it up. It's like, how could you still be standing if you had 14 drinks in 4 hours?
He's on a different level. His body has figured out how to just barely survive. You know, kind of like there's that one microbe, the tardigrade, where like all it needs is like a drop of water and then it can hibernate for 1,000 years. He's fully tardigraded out.
Oh, he's great. Too late. I beat you to it.
Okay. Thank you. No, what you said... You did it just right. Honestly, I'm going to cut you a check later for $5 for doing
yeah.
that just. You did that perfectly. You did that perfectly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, listeners. Well, I guess we'll see if he's back for good or if he's back just for the day. But we will keep you posted, especially if he dies. We'll be right back after this with more than the Loudest Podcast. Welcome back to the Loudest Podcast. All right. We know that I have some unorthodox opinions on tipping.
You can't do anything. You can't interact with anyone in public. You can't interact with the Sephora person. You can't interact with a waiter. What the fuck can't... Like, you ever see that tweet? It's like, can somebody talk about how Halloween is really hard for people with ADHD? And somebody responds back, is like, what the fuck can you people do? Like, who the fuck can you successfully interact with this year?
That's why I overtip. I'm paying the Asterios tax. It's the, you had to deal with me. I'm so sorry. Here's 25% of the bill. But okay. I think I got a new one here because this was a little debate that Rancho and I had the other day. So the other day we're walking through our tiny town. And I just want to remind our listeners that our town is so small that the front page news of our town newspaper this week was that the deli reopened.
Fuck that deli.
And it was not closed for long. It was closed for like 3 weeks. And it didn't burn down in a fire. They just redecorated it a little bit. And that was the front page A1 story in our town's newspaper, that the guy's daughter took over the deli and that she made it look a little nicer in there.
Is that the young Hispanic girl that you scared the one time we were there?
Well, first off, I believe she was a young Japanese girl.
Oh, okay. I don't remember her race. I just remember you trying to interact with her and her being like, please get away from me.
Okay, so what? Listen, I had met her before at the cookie and coffee store I go into, because one day she ran into, I'm just trying to get a goddamn Linzer tart. This girl runs in and she starts complaining to the lady behind the counter, who's like 70. I'm like, oh, this is adorable. There's like a 70-year-old woman and like a 15-year-old girl. They have a little relationship here. She's like, my pregnant boss is on the rag and she's bitching and yelling and complaining about me. And my very first thought was, you can't be pregnant and having your period. And I'm like, I don't think this young girl understands this, but it's very, very, it was, and also I was like, I haven't heard the phrase, quote, on the rag in, what, like 25 years? I was just so taken by the whole exchange.
Oh my God, I have no idea what the hell you're talking. I was like thinking of a totally different incident.
Okay, so, you know, me and this old lady were kind of like, hey, we're sorry that your boss sucks. Like, just don't remember, it's just a job. Like, she's not, like, I was saying, like, remember, it's just a job. You're just there to extract as much money from this lady as you can and get the fuck out of there. And the old lady was like, yeah, I've been pregnant before and it's tough. And so I just thought it was interesting that we were both giving, like, wildly different advice to this, like, crying Japanese girl. And then we went to the deli, she was behind the counter. I was like, hey, it's me, I'm the guy from the cookie incident, and this is my fiance. I really, whenever I talk to someone who's a lady, I'm always very quickly like, and this is my fiance. I'm not hitting on you. I know I look like someone who would hit on you. I know I'm Greek, and we are a very swarthy bunch. I promise I'm not hitting on you. Here is my fiance.
It's cool. It's like I'm a little card that you could take me wherever you want. Like if you want to go somewhere sus, like a bath, like a Russian bathhouse, you'd be like, no, I'm not gay. This is my fiance.
It's fucking perfect. Yeah. You are my social flotation device. Like if you're around, it's like, well, this guy can't be like a murderer. Look at this like cool lady he's with. There's got to be something going on with this guy if he's with this cool lady.
I'm a rescue.
All right. Well, well, anyway. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's that deli. By the way, we went to that deli one time. And they were like, well, what do you want? We're like, a sandwich. I'm like, what's good? What's good here? And she's like, oh, everyone likes this turkey and this and this and that. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I want the turkey and put some tomato on there and some mushrooms and some shredded up peppers and put some lettuce on there and put some honey mustard on there. And I'm just like calling out things like you do at Subway. And then the lady's like, all right. And then she hands me the sandwich and she goes, that'll be $33. And I was like, what? What do you, how did I order like two dinners at Applebee's in one sandwich? But the sandwich is already made. I'm not going to return a bespoke sandwich. I'm not going to return couture sandwichery.
Yeah, you can't return the sandwich after you made it. That's like making your own sandwich at Subway and then return. It's like, bitches be like, Subway sucks. Bitch, you made the sandwich.
We need to try those footlong cookies. They look terrible.
Wait, what are you talking about? There's a footlong cookie?
Yes. Okay, at Subway, there's a cookie now and it's like a loaf of cookie and it's 1 foot long and it looks like the aftermath of Subway, this cookie. It looks disgusting, but I want it so fucking bad. All right, so anyway, so yeah, so that's how small our town is. So there's not usually a guy playing guitar in our town. The other day, we're walking around, and there's a guy playing guitar, just right on the corner, playing the goddamn guitar. And I'm like, should I give this guy a dollar? And all of a sudden, I start to panic. I'm like, I don't have a dollar. I'm like, I've got some change. I can give him the change. But is the change going to, like, insult him? Like, and then all of a sudden, I start thinking, like, wait a minute. Does this guy want a dollar? Is this guy busking for a dollar? Or is he just, like, a guy playing the guitar, like, just kind of having the time of his life, just, like, sitting outside playing the goddamn guitar? And I'm like, if I give this guy a dollar, am I going to insult him? Like, I'm calling him homeless? But then I'm like, well, if I don't give this guy a dollar, like, I'm not supporting the arts, and I'm enjoying his song here, and I'm loving this song. It's a great little tune. I don't want to steal this guy's song. Like, I want to give this guy a dollar. And so I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I had such a panic about it that when I stopped and came to, like, I was in the car driving away. So thankfully, like, I kind of didn't have to worry about it. But Rancho, what should I have done? Should I have given the guy a dollar? Don't give the guy a dollar. What do you do there?
I've been thinking a lot about your tipping strategy. And here's how I feel about you and tipping. It's like, when you were a kid, did your mom ever be like, do you want me to do X for you? And you were like, no, I don't really want that. And they were like, okay. And then they just went and did it anyway and then complained the whole time about how much of an inconvenience it was for them. This is kind of how I see tipping. I remember one point, like, do you want me to pack your suitcase for you? No, I'll do it. And then you show up and it's like, I packed your whole suitcase and your stuff was at. We're like, well, okay, thank you, but nobody asked you to do this. This is kind of how I see you in tipping. Like, what's your problem? Why do you feel like, why? Why do you want to go in your pocket and torture? Why are you torturing yourself over giving dollars to strangers on the street? Why don't you just not give strangers dollars on the street? Even if they're collecting dollars on the street, why don't you say, like, I have $3 in my pocket and I'm going to go put that in the collection plate at church or something?
To give it to those fucking pedos? No, thanks. Glad we know where you are. Boop, boop, beep, pop, pop. Hello, Spotlight Department. I have America's number one pedo enabler, Rancho, on the phone.
If you want to hand out change to people, I know a city full of homeless people with their palms out, and it's that way.
I give those people dollars without a single thought. I'm making it rain on the homeless left and right. It's like a ticker tape parade, but for my goddamn dollars. But I'm thinking to myself, all right, so this guy, if I had given him a dollar, would that have been rude? Let me throw this in the mix. He had a big beard, and he was wearing a corduroy jacket, which makes me think he was a busker. If he had been clean-shaven, I would agree. He's just a handsome guy playing the guitar, trying to pick up some ladies. Big beard. I thought about sticking a dollar right in that beard. It's like it would go perfectly there. Then it could be like Buck Beard, you know what I mean? That could be his gimmick. Next thing you know, he's no longer homeless.
I think you have a mental condition.
Okay, please, I'd like to hear more.
I don't think there's any. Okay, first of all, there's no homeless people in our town, listener. He's just making stuff up. Like, the fact that there would be a homeless person just on the street is laughable around where we live.
Like, okay, look, not homeless, but like, look, if there's a guy out there playing Sweet Susie Brown on the Stratocaster, he might be trying to make a couple of bucks to buy himself a gram of weed.
Bitch, our library has 3 floors. There's no homeless people living anywhere in the stratosphere near us.
Look, I'm not saying he's homeless. But look, if you see a kid playing the guitar and he's got a monkey dancing for nickels, you ain't gonna toss a nickel at that monkey.
That's like, what kind of pleasure do you get from giving money to people? Like, if you give a dollar to somebody who's not homeless, think about, what's that paradox that they talk about? Like, if God exists and you believe, you get to go to heaven. But if God exists and you don't believe, you go to hell. If God doesn't exist and you believe, then nothing happens. And if God doesn't exist and you don't believe, then nothing happens. So it's advantageous to just believe in God. Think about this with homeless people. Like, if you give them a dollar or not give, you could just not give them the dollar. And that is just the basis of everybody has a good time here. Like, why fuck with it?
Except the homeless person, he ain't having no fun.
Let's just keep our dollars in our pockets.
Look, listeners are probably thinking, like, did he have his case out? Because if his case is out in front of him, then of course we all want dollar bills to be tossed in there. He had his case open, but the case was behind him, not in front of him. So I thought, like, maybe I kind of like stretch you around and, like, you know, throw a dollar in that case. You know, and then I kind of like, you know, go like, you know, make the old like stretch and yawn, you know, the old reach around. I think that's what they call it.
It's bad to throw money in a guitar case just ever. If there's like, if you don't know the guy is homeless and if he doesn't have a sign out.
I feel like not everyone playing guitar is homeless. You could be a busker and not homeless. You're confusing the whole issue with the homelessness crisis.
Okay, you're confusing playing a guitar outside with being a busker then. You know, people own guitars and they're allowed to play them wherever they want. That doesn't mean they're collecting change.
A lot of the time it does, but sometimes it doesn't. I'm telling you right now, if this guy 22-year-old kid playing an electric guitar on the street, I'd be like, okay, this kid's not homeless. He's got a little punk rock band or whatever. This guy's wearing a knit cap. This guy's wearing a corduroy jacket. This guy is like pushing 40. He's one of the fucking Lumineers over here. They want your goddamn money. That's why they're playing the washboard.
We got to walk past that place where we saw him again and see if there's a sign out. We got to ask him, hey, excuse me, sir, are you homeless?
I've never seen that guy before, and I haven't seen him since. And I'm thinking to myself, if I'd given him a dollar, maybe we'd be hearing more music while we're walking around the town. We'd be living in that Gilmore Girls town where they're always playing, there's that guy playing that music.
Yeah, what if it's just an apparition?
You mean what if we hallucinated the guy?
Yeah, what if he doesn't actually exist?
If it was a shared hallucination?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'd like to do better. If as drug trips go, this was very mild. Now look, the other day, 75-year-old man wearing a cowboy hat playing guitar on the street, and he did not have his guitar case open in front of him. He brought a side table with him, and he put a cookie tin in the side table, and he put a brick down so that the dollar bills wouldn't float away. Now that's easy. I put a dollar right under the brick. He'll go, hey there, old man. Hey, thanks for making our day a little brighter with your jaunty tune. Hey, a 1-2 buckle my shoe there, guy. Yeah, look, the thing is, if you don't give the ducks bread, they don't come back. I'm trying to encourage I'm a patron of the arts in this town, and I'm getting shit from it? You goddamn Zoomers? You guys never want to pay for anything. And don't tell me that you're living in the worst economic climate ever and that you don't have any dollars and that every job out there wants 5 years of experience, but how are you going to get the experience unless you have the job? And that your college loan rates are substantially higher than mine was when I was a Gen Xer going to college in the year 2000. I don't want to hear it because it doesn't reinforce my narrative. You guys are constantly stealing tunes and watching Dunes. I'm talking about Dune 1 and Dune 2 out of theaters now. People, these kids are going Dune crazy.
I heard it's about a sandworm. Is that true?
I mean, you saw this. We went to the first one and there was a sandworm.
Yeah, but
it.
I heard he becomes a sandworm.
Oh,
is that
well,
true?
Yeah. Yes, in the seventh book. Yes, he does.
Oh,
in,
okay.
In Chapter House Dune, I believe he becomes a sandworm because, look, he had this idea. And I, kids, I'm sorry we're spoiling Dune, but
we're spoiling the seventh.
It came out in the 70s, and I don't think they're ever going to make. I don't think they're going to make all 70s goddamn books because there's only two good ones, and I've read them all. So, like, look, this dude's like, hey, this sand planet, it's no good. Like, it's sandy here. Everyone's going to fucking die here. It's like, what if I made it like a water planet? So over like thousands of years, I don't know, he terraforms it or say he turns it into like a water planet. But it turns out that was the wrong choice. Because when you make it a water planet, it don't make no more spice. And you need the spice to navigate through hyperspace. So then he's like, I got to make it back into a sand planet. So then he mind merges with a worm and becomes the worm, the great maker of spice itself. And so that's why like the seventh book cover to Dune 7 is like a giant sandworm with like a creepy human face because it's Paul Atreides, the worm.
And is that like a heroic thing or is it like a tragedy? And so like, is he forced to become the worm? Like, does he become, is there an element of he becomes this mindless beast when he, or is it just him, but he's a worm now?
A lot of Dune is just about like politicians don't know what the fuck they're doing. And, like, it kind of doesn't matter who's in charge of Iraq. It's like, all these people are fuck-ups. Like, there's, like, a really great part in the first Dune where, like, the lady's like, you know what? Let's just play the religious card and become religious zealots because I bet we could get a bunch of followers that way. And then Paul Atreides is like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's kind of, like, let's, like, fucking appeal to these, like, religious hicks. And it works. And he becomes, like, chief of Dune.
That didn't answer my question at all.
But it's like, I mean, look, to answer your question is, yeah, he's a fuck-up. All politicians are fuck-ups. It was a shitty idea to make it a water planet. And so he got to change it back. It's like, I could have told you it was a shitty idea to make it a water planet. You want a water planet? Go to the planet Caladan, where House Atreides is originally from. There's plenty of fucking water there. We have a water planet. We have a sand planet. We don't need two water planets. It would be like in fucking Star Wars if they were like, Oh, Tatooine, you know where all the desert is. Ah, what if Rey's from like another deserty planet? And it's like, no, make her from like, I don't know. Okay, there's a jungle planet, that's Endor. There's a snow planet, that's Hoth. Make her from like balmy 65 degree blue skies planet. I don't know, planet with grass? Have her come from grassland. What other planets are, I'm running out of biomes. Give me a biome that we haven't used in Star Wars.
Electricity planet.
That's perfect. Give her electricity planet. What about rock planet? Is there a planet that's like a bunch of rocks?
This is exactly like how Madoka had to get rid of the witches in Madoka.
Yeah, but it turns out those weren't witches. They were dead magic girls.
I didn't see the fucking movie.
Because they all got tricked by that cat.
Isn't that such bullshit that they were like, there's going to be three movies, and the first two movies were just the series stitched together? That's such horseshit.
I love it. I love that, like,
inherent. Why would you do that?
I love that inherent to anime is no, fuck you. Like, so much of anime is just like, we're going to do another recap episode, okay? How about you get fucked, kids? Hey, kids, get fucked. This is commerce, not art.
There is nothing worse than turning on an episode of anime and hearing a recap start and that slow realization dawning on you that it's not like them recapping you because there's a really cool episode where a lot happens. It's just they didn't have anything to tell you this week, so they're going to tell you everything you already know.
Yeah, they're all going to sit around the fire and and recount stuff that you clearly remember because you watch this show.
Right,
because
sometimes when you watch a TV show and there's like a really big episode, there'll be like a on the last X thing where there isn't usually
previously
one.
On the Loudest Podcast.
Yeah, and that's how I used to get geared up for stuff when I was a kid. But then you would sit in there and you watch it and you'd be like, yeah, and then this happened. Oh, and then we can't forget the time that happens. Like, okay, well, I was excited for exactly 4 minutes, which is 3 minutes longer than I should have been.
I'm imagining the dawning horror on your face as you realize you're being robbed of an episode full of fresh content. You smashing your tiny TV in rage as a 4-year-old girl.
Pusha, I had a TV, I had a bed, and then I put my TV like way at the top of it so I would so I could lay in my bed and watch it at the top of my cabinet. But then sometimes I would like push it back if I was watching something I wasn't supposed to be. I would have to stand on my bed and like leer into my television.
Very clever. No one will be able to see what's on the TV then if it's 2 inches toward the wall. Hey. All right, listeners. I think that's about it for the Loudest Podcast this week. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, okay. Listeners, this year's sticker project is going to be indie games. We're going to do a whole series of indie game parodies. So, in the comments to this, name like your favorite indie games. Like, what are indie games you want like made out of stickers? Like, we're probably going to do one of Stardew Valley. We're probably going to do one of Danganronpa. I know that's like a big game. All the kids love an indie game. What are the indie games that the kids like?
We could do, you know, at the end of Yume Nikki, spoiler alert for a 21-year-old game. You remember at the end of Yume Nikki where Madotsuki stands at the edge of the ledge and then jumps off and kills herself?
Yeah.
What if we had that, but it was a porg, but he jumped off, but then he was...
And then he's flying?
Like he forgot he could fly.
All right, we're doing that. What's that game with the kid, the spooky boy, and you bought the sweatshirt from the it?
Oh, Omori. That one also has a suicide scene in it.
Okay, good.
Of jumping off a roof, too. Holy shit.
All right, we'll do an Omori one. So, kids, tell us what the games are, the fun games, and pitch these parodies, and then we will steal. And if we use your idea, we'll send you some of the stickers, okay? If we use your idea, we'll send you stickers, and I'll tip you.
We'll tip you with the stickers.
I'll tip you with the... What if I started doing that? You know how, like, some people leave what you think is a $1,000 bill, but it's actually a Bible verse?
Yeah.
We get loudest bucks. And it's like, hey, we like what you're doing. You might like what we're doing here at the Loudest Podcast. Visit us at patreon.com/stereos for your bonus episodes today.
And we make them look like real dollars, and then we fill them with razor blades.
Oh, my God! Well, we hope we filled your day with razor blades. We hope we filled your ears with razor blades today, listeners. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.